WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. St. Mary's and North Carolina A&T are the first two winners of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Matthew Dellavedova scored 22 points, and St. Mary's moved into the second round with a 67-54 win over Middle Tennessee State. Dellavedova shot 5-for-7 from three-point range and finished with 4 assists and 6 rebounds as the Gaels earned the right to take on sixth-seeded Memphis on Thursday. A North Carolina A&T had been 0-9 all-time in the NCAA tournament until backup Jeremy Underwood scored 19 points in the Aggies' 73-72 win over Liberty. Bruce Beckford had 16 points, and Lamont Middleton added 14 to help the 29-5 Aggies earn the right to face top-seeded Louisville Thursday in Lexington, Kentucky. There was plenty of basketball last night in tournament action. Mike McFadden hit 2 free throws with 8.7 seconds remaining, and Robert Morris shocked defending national champion Kentucky 59-57 in the opening round of the NIT last night. The Wildcats decided not to call timeout after the second free throw, but Kyle Wilcher's three-pointer before the buzzer bounced harmlessly off the rim, sending hundreds of students onto the court as Robert Morris ruined Kentucky coach John Calipari's homecoming. Lucky Jones led the Colonials with 15 points but was ejected for a flagrant foul on Archie Goodwin with 3:41 left to play. Kentucky, which trailed by 13 in the second half, managed to tie it twice, but they could never grab the lead. Goodwin scored 18 points for the Wildcats but couldn't stop Kentucky's disappointing season from coming to a stunning end. Elsewhere in first-round NIT play last night, Virginia beat Norfolk State 67-56. It was Maryland topping Niagara 86-70. Denver beat Ohio 61-57. St. John's over St. Joseph 63-61. BYU beat Washington 90-79. Stanford over Stephen F. Austin 58-57. Louisiana Tech topping Florida State 71-66. And Alabama beating Northeastern 62-43. In CBI first-round basketball play last night, it was Wyoming over Lehigh 67-66, Santa Clara beating Vermont 77-67, and George Mason edging College of Charleston 78-77. In CIT first-round action, Loyola Maryland defeating Boston University 70-63, Eastern Kentucky downing Gardner-Webb 69-62, Ryder beat Hartford 63-54, it was Evansville over Tennessee State 84-72, East Carolina beat Savannah State 66-65, and Youngstown State a winner over Oakland, Michigan 99-87. The Iowa men open up the NIT at home tonight against Indiana State. A year ago, a big crowd was on hand when the Hawkeyes beat Dayton in the first round in the NIT, and Coach Fran McCaffrey hopes the fans respond once again.
We need our fans to do that again for us because our student body, a number of them are on spring break. And we'll have some students here, the ones that didn't go away, but you know we're relying on our fan base to create the kind of atmosphere that we hope to see on Wednesday night.
Well, the U of I ticket office said Tuesday the game was nearly sold out. The Hawkeyes are 21-12 on the season, and McCaffrey says they've made big strides on the defensive end.
We focused better at the defensive end of the floor and been much more effective. Not where we need to be yet, but we're getting closer. We've rebounded better. You know, I think we have been tougher. Obviously, we are deeper. We're getting really good play out of so many different people at different positions, and that makes us harder to prepare for.
McCaffrey says he's been pleased with the progress of the program and feels the future is pretty bright.
You know, I think we're developing a more confident group that, you know, feels like we can go on the road and win games and feels like we can protect our home court with our phenomenal fan base. And you just want to see that continue to improve and get better, I mean, every year.
At one point, Indiana State was in the NCAA conversation, but the Sycamores lost 5 of their last 6 games in the regular season. They enter with a record of 18-14. Indiana State coach Greg Lansing is a Harlan native and says the Hawkeyes are a tough draw.
It's an NCAA tournament team without question that could win games in the tournament. They got hot at the end of the year. They just didn't quite win enough for the committee to put them in there in an at-large. So, you know, you're happy about being able to go back home to Iowa, but then you're thinking of the task at hand against just a very good team.
Lansing spent 7 years as an assistant coach at Iowa under Steve Alford.
You look back at seven of the best years of my life, and it wasn't my choice to leave. It wasn't my choice to leave, and we loved Iowa City, always been a Hawkeye fan, so getting to be a part of that family was a dream come true, and time that I'm very thankful for and I'll never forget.
And Lansing says the Hawkeyes present a pretty tough matchup.
They're versatile and, you know, inside out, tremendous rebounding team. They take care of the basketball. You know, as far as styles or similarities go, you know, they'll do some motion and some ball screening, which is our strength. They switch up their defenses a little bit, and it can be very aggressive at both ends of the floor. So when I watched them against Michigan State, when they lost that game, I just said to myself, Iowa's going to win the NIT. And then we got to put them in the first round. We got to go over there and play them. But just very impressed with how well they're coached and how hard they play.
Lansing says he still has strong feelings for the Iowa program. Not so much tonight, though. We'll have that game for you live here this evening on KJAN. 5 o'clock is pregame. 6 o'clock is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Well, the UNI Panthers open the CollegeInsider.com tournament at home tonight against North Dakota. The Panthers are 18-14 on the season, and they beat North Dakota 72-47 back on November 17th in Cedar Falls.
You know, the game was all the way back in November, and at that time they did not have their leading scorer and their best perimeter player. He was out with an injury, and we were able to get away from them a little bit in the second half of that game. Now they've put together a really good conference season. They finished alone in third in the Big Sky. They've got all their guys healthy right now. And having the guard back that missed our game certainly makes a difference for their basketball team.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. North Dakota is coached by former UNI player Brian Jones.
Brian has done a really good job with their program. He's taken them through the transition from Division II to Division I, and he's got a team right now that's a very competitive team on the Division I level. So they've got a good team. They've got an experienced team, guys that have played together for a long time.
North Dakota finished 12-8 in the Big Sky Conference, and they lost to Weber State in the semifinals of their conference tournament.
Offensively, they play fast. They move the ball well. They use the ball screen well. They've got a number of guards that can handle the ball, pass the ball, and make plays. And then inside, they've got just enough with two of their guys that can score a little bit on the block and defend and rebound well enough that they've got a lot of good pieces and a good basketball team. So they're a very different team than the one that we saw in November.
Well, North Dakota enters the game at 16-16 overall. Game time 7 o'clock at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls tonight. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Orlando 95-73. Denver topping Oklahoma City 114-104. Milwaukee beat Portland 102-95. Sacramento topping the LA Clippers 116-101. In the National Hockey League, it was Florida over Carolina 4-1. Columbus beat Nashville 4-3. The New York Rangers topping New Jersey 3-2. Ottawa outscored the New York Islanders 5-3. Buffalo in overtime 3-2 over Montreal. Pittsburgh edging Washington 2-1. Winnipeg beat Boston 3-1. Vancouver got by Phoenix 3-2. And L.A. outskated Phoenix 3-2. NFL owners have approved two rule changes to enhance player safety. The owners outlawed the peel back blocks anywhere on the field. Previously, they were illegal only inside the tackle box. That penalty will be 15 yards. Also banned is overloading a formation while attempting to block a field goal or an extra point. Defensive teams can now have only 6 or fewer players on each side of the snapper at the line of scrimmage. Players not on the line can't push teammates on the line into blockers either. The alignment violation is a 5-yard penalty. The pushing penalty is 15 yards for unnecessary roughness. Another rule that has been somewhat controversial probably won't be changed, as the owners may not pass a rule change that would prohibit ball carriers from making contact with a defender with the crown of their helmets outside the tackle box. Well, San Francisco 49ers owner and chairman of an NFL Player Health and Safety Committee, John York, has questioned the existence and the details of a union study saying players don't trust team medical staffs. York says he has never seen the study, nor has anyone in the league. The union says in a statement made to the Associated Press that it doesn't take York's comments seriously. Well, this year's busiest team in free agency has added another piece to the puzzle. Indianapolis signed Matt Hasselbeck a day after the 37-year-old quarterback was released by the Tennessee Titans. The Colts have him penciled in as the backup and mentor for Andrew Luck. Hasselbeck is a 3-time Pro Bowl selection who led Seattle to the Super Bowl in 2005. New York Jets coach Rex Ryan says the team is not actively pursuing a trade of star cornerback Darrell Revis, but Ryan acknowledges any team will listen if another club calls about acquiring any player. Revis missed most of last season with a left knee injury, but when healthy, he's considered the best cornerback in the league. Center Brad Meester has signed a one-year deal to play a 14th season with Jacksonville. He goes into next season with a streak of 74 consecutive starts. Versatile offensive lineman Nate Garner has re-signed with the Miami Dolphins barely 24 hours after tackle Jake Long left a hole in the line as he signed with the St. Louis Rams. With leading receiver Victor Cruz still unsigned, the New York Giants have added Lewis Murphy. The speedy receiver caught 25 balls for Carolina last year and has 115 receptions for 1,707 yards and 7 touchdowns over his 5 seasons in the league. In baseball, Yankees captain Derek Jeter says he was removed from yesterday's lineup for precautionary reasons because his surgically repaired left ankle feels stiff. New York's 13-time All-Star shortstop says he might be able to play today and doesn't consider it a setback. Jeter broke his left ankle in Game 1 of the ALCS against Detroit. Also around spring training camps, Phillies right-hander Roy Halladay says he lost about 10 pounds in 2 days because of a stomach virus, but he still expects to pitch during Philadelphia's first regular season series at Atlanta. Cubs third baseman Ian Stewart will begin the season on the disabled list with a strained left quadriceps. Stewart had not played for Chicago this spring and re-injured the quad during a minor league game last week. And Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brand says the Hawkeyes will be ready for Thursday's start of the NCAA championships in Des Moines. The Hawkeyes will be looking to bounce back after placing a disappointing third in the team race at the Big Ten championships. Iowa also failed to crown an individual champion.
I don't think our guys struggle with attitude issues. I think it's a matter of doing what you do to get the last peak or edge out of you right now, and that's where we're at. We're at a peak. This is the most exciting point of the year. You know, everything else that you talk about, you kind of you allude to this point in the year, and sometimes you intentionally stay away from it, but you're always geared toward this. So this is a... where we're at now is what it's all about.
Well, Brand says he hopes a partisan Hawkeye crowd at Wells Fargo Arena will be a plus for his team.
Our fans expect what they always expect, and I don't think their expectations or standards drop at all. I think if anything, they're excited as well. Seems like the last number of years it's been more exciting. People say that. And this year's no different.
Iowa will be looking to improve upon last year's third place finish at the NCAA meet.
We have capable guys, 9 going, and that's improvement over a year ago. You don't like going with less than 10, but 9's better than 8. The path has been laid in front of them at each weight. The brackets are out, the seeds are out, and one match at a time, and do what you do best.
Penn State is favored to win a third straight team title when the tourney opens up tomorrow in Des Moines. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.